Rubber game of the series between the Red Sox and Astros, and everyone's celebrating a happy Father's Day in Houston. Pick it up in the first scoreless game. Xander Bogaerts facing Joe Musgrove.
Here's another hard hit ball. Marisnik racing back. Nothing he can do about this one. Xander Bogaerts with his third on the season, and the Red Sox have an early lead.
Now the 0-2. Breaking ball, and that's lined down the left field line, and that ball is gone. Go-ahead two-run home run for Xander Bogaerts. He had seen nothing but fastballs. Gets a hanging breaking ball and hits it into the Landry's Crawford boxes to give the Red Sox a 3-2 lead. Second home run of the night for Xander Bogaerts and his fourth of the year. And that's driven down the right field line for a base hit. Around third, gingerly is Ramirez, and coming home, he will score. Right behind him, Benintendi. Relay throw to the plate, not in time. It's a two-run double for Jackie Bradley Jr. and a 5-2 lead for the Red Sox.
And three walks have loaded the bases. Fastball, line left center field, down for a base hit. One run home. Altuve coming home at the plate.
2-2. That is on the inside corner for strike three. Gurriel goes down looking. Didn't appear to be too thrilled with Greg Gibson, but the inning draws to a close. Fisher goes 0-1. That's outside. Throw down a second by Vasquez, and he's out. And that is the ball game. Perfect throw by Vasquez. Derek Fisher thrown out to end the game.
Craig Kimbrell with his 20th save as the Red Sox take 2 of 3 from the Stros, hanging on for a 6-5 win. Xander Bogaerts with his first career multi-homer game. David Price gets the win, allowing 3 runs in 5-plus innings. Yuli Gurriel ejected after arguing his called strikeout in the 8th. The Astros come up short in the series finale against the Red Sox. Carlos Correa with his 13th homer of the season in the loss.
Never got the big hit, but yeah, we put great at best together. It was an interesting game. We just kind of come through. When we needed to, and you know, obviously we lost the game, so it's time to go on the road now and try to win 2 series and then come back home and keep doing what we're doing.
How do you feel about the homestand? I know you had a lot of injuries going 3-6, but a lot of games you were right there in. How do you sum it up overall?
It's a long season, so you know, we're gonna face adversity throughout the season. It's just how we overcome those little things that are affecting the team. But at the end of the day, we have a lot of talent in this room to be able to win some games and be able to be fine at the end of the year.
The young kids are getting a chance to play while you're struggling still can be a big help later on in the season, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, we got a lot of young talent in the minor league system, and you know, obviously the guys getting hurt in the rotation. These kids are coming and stepping up and be able to do the job that we need them to do. You know, obviously they've been great to us. Paulino had a great start yesterday. Marte had a great start the other day, and hopefully they can keep doing that to give us a chance to win games.
8th inning, you hit that laser. It was right at him. Did you know off the bat it was
yeah,
just a bad spot?
Yeah, I knew off the bat. It's, you know, it's just baseball, man. Sometimes you hit him hard right at people. Sometimes you hit him soft and they fall. So, you know, it was not meant to be. It's okay. What I care about is having a good approach out there on the plate and be able to stay consistent with my approach.
Up next, the Astros begin a series in Oakland against the Athletics on Monday.